question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, everyone, Mary and I are back for the G-Block segment of today's two-hour live broadcast as we debut a new show segment, Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen. And I should probably mention that you may want to have a pen and piece of paper handy for this segment, or be sure to check out the archives we post in podcast format when the show is over on our website, or you can just check out our social media pages. Before we welcome Chef Robert Irvine, this segment of RM World Travel is sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
If the current circumstances involving the pandemic virus have made one thing very clear, it's the reality that you just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. If you're planning a vacation or an important trip at some point in the future, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and get your travel insurance from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable and it's going to give you a lot of different protection.
It really will. There are different types of coverages to protect your specific travel needs. And as we mentioned earlier today, based on the latest results of our travel polls, we have a smart audience and so many of you are now going to be traveling with travel insurance in the future. Whatever level or type that you choose for your travels, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, for most of us, we've had some excellent food experiences when we travel. And with our travels curtailed by this pandemic, Robert and I thought it would be fun to invite some top chefs onto the show with us to get some insight into how they're coping with their restaurants and also to share a favorite recipe of theirs with you. This allows you to travel the world from your own kitchen today. And holding for us on that show hotline is Chef Robert Irvine, who many of you may know from his shows on the Food Network, Dinner Impossible, and the current Restaurant Impossible.
Hello, Robert. Nice to connect with you today for the new segment of our show, Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen. Thanks for joining Mary and me.
Well, thank you for having me, guys.
Rob, great to have you here. So, you know, listen, we've already alerted everyone to have a pen and paper ready for the recipe that you're going to share with us that they can make at home, hopefully, this weekend. But I want to begin with how you and your team are doing at your own restaurant, Public House, at the Tropicana in Las Vegas. And I'm also told that your Boardroom Spirits business is now making hand sanitizer. Is that true?
Yeah, it's very true. Vegas, obviously, for the last 3.5-4 weeks has been shut down completely. If you go into Vegas, there's very little open, especially casinos and restaurants. Allentown is a closed restaurant also, but the only restaurant I have open is inside the Pentagon itself.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, there's one.
Yeah. Good spot, right.
Robert, looking towards recovery here, we've seen numbers that suggest as many one-third of businesses could go under, specifically one-third of small restaurant businesses. We know that they're working on new protocols in the cruise industry. We've been talking to people in the industry about that. The hotel industry is going to have to make some changes as well to restore confidence. What can we expect to see in the restaurant business? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think, first of all, the restaurants that are 300 seats or 15 seats, they're going to be cut in half completely. Social distancing is going to be huge again. We've got to restore that confidence, as you just said, with the consumer. Menus are going to change. I think they're going to be a lot smaller, a lot more focused. Paper menus will be the end thing, obviously not laminated menus. Mm. From a standpoint of making you feel comfortable with the kitchen, masks, you'll almost be wearing almost like doctor scrubs. You won't see any baseball caps anymore. You won't see anything that you've seen before in our industry. I think it's going to be very clinical, and it has to be to restore that confidence. Obviously, the hand washing, you know, we're told to wash our hands 20, 30 times a day. You can triple that now. And you mentioned the Boardroom with the sanitizer. Yes, our distillery is making sanitizer. And I think you're going to see that spread out across the restaurants. You're going to see servers maybe wearing gloves when they serve, maybe wearing masks. Again, each state is going to be different. The way they handle credit cards, the way they handle money. I think you're going to see all new protocols, again, depending on which state the restaurants are in. But it's in for a big shock for sure.
No question that it is. All right, so I want to go in a little bit of a different direction with you at first. You know, the federal government established the CARES Act and then the Paycheck Protection Program to help employers keep workers and get them paid. Certainly very important in the restaurant and hospitality industries. There have been some good results, I guess, you know, mixed results, whatever you want to say. This week, obviously, it went on hiatus after running out of some money. Hopefully Congress is going to fix that very quickly. But, you know, I saw this week that Ruth's Chris Steakhouse figured a way to get $20 million from the fund. I certainly respect they've got 160 locations. They've got thousands of workers. Mary and I have eaten at some of the locations. But it bothered me because I really believe these monies should be going to the smaller businesses to keep them alive. When you think about what the independent restaurants are going to have to do to survive, from restocking those empty freezers and pantries, redesigning floor plans, as you said, moving to the paper menus, you know, ensuring guest safety in the future, not having access to the grant or loan monies makes it extremely challenging situation. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, definitely. You know, I've made a living helping small business, and I'm appalled at the same thing. You know, we've all got businesses, but the bigger businesses have more leeway and bigger bank accounts, as you say. PPP is sad at the moment because whilst, yes, we've used all that money, there are a lot of people that have not been addressed. I think, you know, we say the banks have been fast. They have not been fast. I'm sorry, they haven't. There's a lot of people I know. I talk to 200 or 300 people a day that have applied. And again, there's just no answers, no communication. So we've got to get way better than that. I'm FaceTiming restaurants that I've been doing on the show up until this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been very creative in what they've been doing and helping and carry out. But at the end of the day, you know, we can't sustain our restaurant, 11 million workers in our hospitality that runs the backbone of this country without cash.
That's so important.
Government. It's not about Republicans and Democrats and independents. It's about everybody pulling together and giving these folks the money they need to not only live, but pay their bills, pay their employees. And there's a lot of guys that are doing it outside. You know, the National Restaurant Association has got a fund going on now. There's a few others that they can tap into. But we need to really help these folks out. I mean, I've got small businesses. I've applied, haven't heard anything. So, you know.
We're in agreement on that.
Yeah
it really is. It was just tough to see that.
All right, let's move on a little bit while we still have some time to some food, since you are a top chef. Part of why we created this new segment is to have chefs that we respect share a quick and easy favorite recipe of theirs. So while we have everyone listening, we're going to post this up on our social channels as I'm speaking. It's going to use ingredients, hopefully, that most people will have in their home, something simple but delicious. Robert, what can you share? What would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, this recipe is really simple. It's five ingredients that everybody has, or at least a version of it, in their house. And the recipe is simple. It's called cacio e pepe.
Oh, yes.
It's pasta with pepper.
And it's delightful.
It's simple. Five ingredients. That, yep. You know, bucatini, butter, black pepper, lots of fresh ground pepper, Parmesan cheese, some pecorino cheese, and chives, or an onion, or something like that.
Fabulous.
So Robert, I don't know if you know this. Again, I mean, I happen to be Italian. It's one of my favorite meals. I actually, every time I always find when it's better when I'm in Italy.
Robert, I thank you for this, because I've tried to make it for about the past 8 to 10
years.
Yours
is good,
it's not the same.
So we're going to try that this weekend.
Try yours,
so Robert, thank you for that. We appreciate it. And on that note, I want to ask you, you know, we've certainly seen many of the places that you've traveled, you know, during the TV show. You know, I also know that you're very involved, and thank you for that, with the USO, with
yes.
our military and their families. Where is Robert Irvine's favorite place to eat when you can travel, and maybe where's the best meal you've ever had?
Oh, see, you can't do that to me. I travel 150 days a year with the military, 345 days a year on the road in my regular schedule. I've done that for the last 10 years. And my favorite meal of all time is anywhere in the world with a member of our military, sitting at a table and sharing and breaking bread.
Mm-hmm.
My best meal, and I want roast chicken and mashed potatoes, I would have to say. But, I mean, to me, guys, food is about love, about family, mm-hmm. and about sharing. And every time I get a chance to cook, it's like giving a piece of myself to the men and women that wear the cloth of our nation. And as soon as, you know, Fit Crunch, our brand here, is sharing protein bars with our frontline doctors, nurses, and hospitals, and all the amazing folks that are keeping us safe. But when this is over, I'll be going to a few hospitals. I'll be doing a few dinners. Paying some love back to all them that are doing some amazing work right now.
Yeah, thanks so much for giving back. So we have about 40 seconds left. Before we go, any final thoughts on how people listening can help the industry right now? We know there's takeout. Anything else? You've got about 40 seconds.
Well, I think anybody listening around the world, around the country, I'm sorry, should be saying, hey, listen, can I buy a gift card? Can I donate money? Listen, whatever you can do, and a dollar goes a long way, guys. You know, it's about taking your money and helping others out. And I know we're all struggling in the same boat, but that's about all you can do right now is, you know, if you've got some spare food, There's plenty of people that need food right now. Just look at the lines of food banks. I appreciate everyone that tries to help our everybody. You know, mankind was built and made to help people. Let's be nice. Let's take care of each other. And especially those that are less fortunate, please take care of each other.
Well, amen to that, Robert. Amen. Listen, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate that. Our best to you. We look forward to a conversation again in the future. And we will post that recipe. Have a great weekend,
okay? Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Robert. Just hit the release on him. We will have him back. Love the passion.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it. We're going to try that.
It's up on social media right now, RM World Travel. Check it out there. You'll find the full recipe.
We're having it for dinner.
Yep.
Here we go. It's time for us to pause again, folks, for a quick commercial message from our sponsors. There's more RM World Travel coming right up. Stick around. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.